Happy, happy Wednesday. We are so thrilled to have you join us. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. And remember, anytime you want to call or text it during the show, we would love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. And the voice you'll hear on the other end of the line is producer of the show tonight, Vivian Leneux, who is behind the glass. Carm was like, who's producing the show tonight? You guys have not met? Mark Harmon's here.
I've never met Vivian. Hi, yeah. Vivian.
Hi, how's it going?
Good to meet you, Vivian.
Good to meet you as well.
You're riding with a superstar powerhouse over here.
Yes, I am. Happy to be here.
It's our first time working together.
I know. So it's exciting.
It's my turn to welcome you to WGN Radio.
That's right.
I know you've been here for a bit, but you have to take a turn with all the hosts, I think.
Absolutely.
This feels like the old time slot, Patty.
I know. Like it's not quite pretty late yet, though. It's just the Patty Vasquez Show now.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's 11. You're starting.
Oh, yes. It does sound like pretty late.
I feel like I'm like in 2016 zone right here.
I know. Well, it's
good
fun
to see you.
Which was a good season, by the way, for baseball in Chicago.
That way to tie that right into sports. Well done.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
We went to the playoffs that year. We won the World Series in 17, right? Am I right?
You're in 2016, the Chicago Cubs. You can't even remember the year,
Did Patty. We win in 16?
We won in 16.
I can't remember. I'm so tired. It's so late.
Joe Maddon was hired in 15.
That's what it was.
They went to the NLCS. Then they went to the World Series. They nearly blew it. They didn't. And they're off to a rough start this year.
That's what I'm hearing. My friends are all losing their minds on social media, and I'm trying to tell them to pace themselves. You're not feeling the same way.
No. Pacing yourself is good. Long baseball season.
Yes.
It's barely April, and we play all the way till October. But it's always better to win than to lose.
Of course it is.
So they were leading tonight in the eighth inning 4-2, and they lost the game 6-4.
And I get it. You have a long, cold, brutal winter. One of the things you look forward to first, you look forward to pitchers and catchers. You look forward to spring training, and then it's opening day, and it just is a train wreck.
Well, I just think, at least for the Cubs right now,
yes,
they finished up last year extremely disappointing, mm-hmm, collapsed at the end, lose the wild card game, and there was all this, let's get off to a good start, let's do everything right, let's fold our clothes neatly, let's not eat any fried chicken. I mean, this is all the stuff in the offseason.
Are they really doing the folding? Are they Marie Kondoing in the locker room?
I'm being a little hyperbolic on that. But
I gotta see that. If they're doing Marie Kondo techniques in the locker, like talking to their uniforms, that would be amazing.
I mean, there was mm-hmm all the stuff, what can we do better? And they basically were uncovering every little corner.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Maddon shouldn't talk to the media as much. He can be on the field. They're doing all this stuff, and they're just
still
not there. And so I think there was a lot of spotlight on the start of the season, and it's been pretty ugly.
And I know a lot of White Sox fans are, you know, they seem to be the flip side of where the Cubs fans have had to be for years of like, okay, let's see how things are going. We're still rebuilding. And tomorrow, of course, was supposed to be the home opener, but they've delayed that for weather. When do they make those decisions? Is it often that we have a home opener delayed by a day?
Well, the
a day ahead?
Baseball is smart that way, where they create, it's an automatic off day after the home opener, just in case there's bad weather. So the White Sox were able to look ahead. Tomorrow's weather is supposed to be miserable. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Vic Vaughn can update that all night long. I think it's supposed to be, 43 and into the 30s, could rain the whole thing.
Ooh.
So they said, hey, we got the off day on Friday. Why don't we just, it'll be nicer on Friday. Let's make that decision now. We don't want to make White Sox fans come out here. And they did it early today so people could start making their plans, so WGN Radio can get their whole Coke and Carry thing going.
That's right.
Ready to rock and roll on Friday.
Will you be there?
Of course, I'll pop my head in. Opening day, you got to be there.
Nice.
Are you gonna show up?
I'm not gonna be there on Friday. I already had other plans, and there wasn't enough time for me to change my plans for Friday. If it had been tomorrow, I'd have been all over it.
Well, there
See?
You go.
It was
long
all set
season.
To go.
You can come.
Long
out.
Season.
Right.
Yes. So how are the White Sox doing out of the gate?
Well, the Sox got a nice win today. It's still a little bit of a slow start, I suppose, at 2-3. But, beat the Tribe today 8-3, split the series. And good news of the White Sox right now is Yoan Moncada, who came over in the Chris Sale trade, which was a big deal when the White Sox decided to actually go into rebuild mode. He was one of the key guys. He was a top prospect in baseball. And last year he had his moments, but he was inconsistent, struck out a ton. So 2-for-3 today, scored 3 runs, couple
nice
of RBIs. He's hitting .450. He's slugging .500. Well,
it's a little early. I know, but still, it sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's awesome. That's if Moncada can turn the corner this year, and Aloy is up. He had a couple hits today, starting a little slow. They're throwing him a ton of sliders, whatnot. But so that's the Moncada thing is huge. And Carlos Rodon pitched well today. Struck out 9-6 innings, gave up one run. It wasn't even earned, so he pitched well.
And I heard there are a couple of injuries already this season for the White Sox.
Yeah, well, there's nothing major. Nothing,
okay, good.
You don't need to be.
You don't need to linger on that.
You don't need to sweat any.
I'm trying to. Look, it's not quite warm enough for me. I usually, you know me, I get really excited at the beginning of baseball season. It's just a big part of my life. But this year, I'm having ennui about baseball. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just not.
Ennui?
Yeah, it's an indescribable emotion that's not quite. I can't explain it. I'm not feeling.
You're not into it?
Not yet. I got to get into it. Maybe I need to fire up some baseball movies. We were talking about our favorite baseball movies last week.
Okay.
You know, like Bull Durham, Field of Dreams, The Natural. Do you got one? What's one of your favorites?
I love them all. But let's see. 11-year-old watching The Natural.
Yeah.
Roy Hobbs, Into the Night, song playing.
It's a good one.
I'm going to start crying right now. Lights coming down. I loved The Natural as a kid. But, you know, as I got a little bit older and perhaps started getting interested in the opposite sex, and Bull Durham came along. That was a phenomenal Susan Sarandon, Kevin Costner situation.
And don't you think it's a fun job? I have no idea what it's actually like to be, obviously, in the minor leagues, but there's that sort of locker room camaraderie and the tone of it, the feel of it was wonderful in that movie.
Yeah, I find it incredibly like baseball romantic.
Yeah.
Like you're in some small town. You go to the park every day. Things are just pure. Mm-hmm. You play baseball. You live that. You're chasing a dream. Oh, that's beautiful.
Maybe that's what we need. We need another modern day big city baseball movie. We have some way to find
modern day big city baseball.
You know,
movie.
Just
okay.
Sort of something we need. We haven't had that sort of imagination of it. That sort of imagery. That maybe we need a little more romance back to baseball.
Sure.
You know?
Let's
I'm going to write it.
Okay.
I'm going to get my pen to paper. Get my final draft. Software out and start working on that.
I heard you. You talked to Lori last night. By the way, just taking
yes.
a left turn. That's the how cool is that?
It was amazing. I had no idea we were going to talk to Lori Lightfoot. I had nothing prepared. It never occurred to me that she might be calling us to thank the city of Chicago.
She just called in?
She called. John O'Malley, who's the legal one of the law enforcement experts, contributors to WGN Radio, texted me. He goes, hey, are you on right now? And I was like, yeah. He goes, you want to talk to Lori Lightfoot? And I was like, whatever. You know, I didn't think anything of it. Yeah, thanks, John. And the next thing I know, the phone rings. John's like, here's Lori Lightfoot. So they called us.
I haven't heard the interview. How was she? I'm sure
she was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was in the middle of a party, had to walk into a more quiet area where she was celebrating. And yeah, I listened to it this morning because my heart was pounding hard, because that's a lot to be the only station she talked to, the only radio station she talked to last night. She chose our show. She chose WGN Radio, and it was a really honor. It was a big honor.
What did you make of the turnout?
For voting, I was really disappointed. I mean, but you can't make people want to vote. You can't make them want to participate. It has to come from themselves. And people are cynical. They're apathetic. Or they just didn't think it mattered, maybe.
I just thought that the city was uninformed.
But that's a personal choice.
Not an excuse.
Right.
I'm just giving a statement of fact. Like, I just think that people did not educate themselves. And just we're like, okay, well, one of the two, whatever, and
lesser two evil situation, but a lot of people just thought, I'm happy either way as well,
right? And that's and mm-hmm. yeah, exactly. Like, okay, we're moving forward in a different direction. This is good, whichever way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But it went in a very what was it, 70. She got 74% of the vote.
Yeah, and one of my friends said they posted on social media that she won in every ward where people drink soda, which would be every ward. So we were hanging out with Mark Harmon. You want to stay around for another segment? I've got our tech guy, Andy Choi. Do you know about 5G?
No, I'd love to learn.
All right, let's learn about 5G from our Verizon friend, Andy Choi, when we come back on 720 WGN. We're hanging out with Mark Carman. Follow him on Twitter, @TheCarm. And I haven't had a chance to talk to him about his wedding plans. I hope he stays around long enough for that. Oh. I had a very strange day today, Mark Harmon. I was, you know, I was a judge of elections yesterday, which meant I got up. I only got about an hour and a half of sleep between Monday and Tuesday. Got up and went to serve at my polling place, and then I came here, did the show, and my heart was still pumping after we talked to Lori Lightfoot, as you mentioned, Mayor-elect Lori Lightfoot. And so I was still awake at about 7:30 this morning because I wanted to tell my husband. I was like, I just talked to Lori Lightfoot, and so I went to bed around 8 o'clock this morning, and then at 9:15 my phone rang. And there's our very good friend, contributor to the show from Verizon. It was Andy Choi who said, "Hey, you know, you've been talking about using 5G. What do you think about coming down to the store? We want to, you know, show you how it works." And the next thing I know, I am the first person in the world to be a 5G user. Is that an accurate way to put it?
Yeah, that is not hyperbole.
Wow. Patty
in the world.
Is the first customer in the world using 5G.
Yeah,
Verizon 5G Ultra Wideband.
You.
Yeah,
Carm's trying to wrap his mind because obviously engineers and all the people who are testing it and the people who work for Verizon have been testing it and working on it. I am the first, customer, I guess, layperson. I don't know how you would put it.
Yeah, so I mean, Verizon is touting this as the first commercial mobile 5G. It launched in Chicago and Minneapolis today. Patty is literally the first customer.
Is Patty's life going to change?
It is super cool.
I think it's changing as we speak.
Interesting.
And you know, I mean, it's the only way we could follow up the Lightfoot exclusive. So
it was. I was the first person to interview Mayor-elect Lori Lightfoot, and then I became the first person to use 5G. Whoa! Who slapped me?
What that was.
Apparently, I just got in trouble for being the first of having so much fun.
Well,
yes.
This comes in threes, so tomorrow.
Yes, what happens tomorrow?
Who knows?
I know it's all going to be a mystery. I'll be here doing the Mincing Rascals, so if anyone wants to send something cool. Yeah, so this happened today. You can go to my Twitter feed, at Patty Vasquez, CHI. You'll see a picture of me and Andy. It's the very first tweet ever from on a 5G. From a Twitter
5G
account.
Network, yeah.
Any Twitter account ever.
So that means everything's faster and more crisp and all that
stuff. Yeah. So if you're downloading an HD movie, you know, it takes a little time on the 5G network. Full length movie takes a couple seconds, if that.
A couple seconds.
Yeah. And they were showing me like how much faster it will even be than my Wi-Fi at home. Mm-hmm. Right. So how can I use it as my Wi-Fi at home? But that seems there's too much data.
Well, you can use it as you can turn it into a Wi-Fi hotspot. I mean, we also have 5G Home, which is the broadband in Indianapolis right now, which is also starting to kind of make its way around the country.
Are the robots taking over? Are we going to be out of work?
I'll say this about robots.
Is it going to be something way too rah-rah robots? Because I'm not a fan of that.
Well,
but go ahead.
With the 5G technology, the robots can do more for us.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're talking. And Patty got to speak with our president of Verizon Consumer Group, Ronan Dunn, who kind of talked about sort of the next step in all this.
Even with surgery, he was talking about how much more precise and a friend of his died from a rare form of brain tumor, and they are using the technology and raising money in order to be able to someday use 5G to extend someone's life. Maybe perhaps not save their lives because it's the type that's is incurable, but maybe give someone 6 more months or 8 more months because of the precision they'll be able to use with 5G.
Wow.
It's the information that moves through the network. So it moves fast and you're moving a lot of data, at one time. So
now in Chicago, it launched today only in Chicago and Minneapolis. I was the first, I'm going to say it again, the first person to use 5G in the world. And I am the champ. I should have a song like,
We are the champions.
Yes, I think that works. It's Queen, right? Have you heard this segment, Patty's appalling lack of musical knowledge?
I have not.
Oh.
Have
you witnessed it?
I've heard you not know things in the musical land before. I wouldn't say you've
appalling. No, it's appalling.
It's that bad?
It's really bad. I'll talk about it later, it's appalling. Let's just, someday, I'll talk more, but it's bad. With that, so just Chicago and Minneapolis and only limited areas right now. So in order to use my 5G phone right now, my Moto 3, I would have to go to the area near the Verizon store.
So the Verizon store is one of them. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a couple of big landmarks here. So Millennium Park, the Art Institute, Willis Tower, Chicago Theater, places in the West Loop, Gold Coast. You've got a couple, you know, and it continues to grow. So the network is starting to expand, and so it's the march towards everyone's going to 5G. So
okay, so a listener just asked because you did wake me up at nine. It was 9:19 when you called, and I lied to Andy. By the way,
I said, "Did I wake you up?"
No, I'm on my way. Honestly, I don't know why this is my go-to at what an hour and a half. 3 hours over 2 days, so 48 hours. I got 3 hours of sleep. For some reason, my go-to reaction was like, "No, I'm on my way to a meeting."
You didn't want to admit you were sleeping. Own who you are, Patty.
I know what you do. I know. And I knew it was election night. I mean,
right? It was. So a listener says from the 773 says, "What you are saying is you had half hour sleep that went to Verizon." That's how jacked I was when you asked me. I was so excited. I was like, I got out of bed. And my husband said, "I'm supposed to wake you up at 3 p.m. Why are you up right now?"
I kind of went into like my game show voice. You know, how would you like to be?
He did.
The world's first.
How do you turn that down?
You don't.
And honestly, in my head, I heard, "Hey, come try this phone out." But then he said the 5G, and I thought, that's cool. I didn't hear the world. When I got there, and there were all these cameras, I had no idea what I was walking into. Because I was like, "Yeah, I'll go try some 5G." And they're like, "No, you're the first person in the world." Camera crews, there was...
Oh, are you serious?
I'm serious.
Camera crews. Wow.
Camera crews.
Yes. Yeah. Where does that go?
Verizon leadership. I mean, you know, we had local media, national media, as well as our own internal media, and we get to share with our employees... sort of all the fun, and that's kind of where it goes. So there's all kinds of video and pictures of Patty's championship run on 5G.
That was amazing. It was really fun. So I want to thank everyone, and I told all the folks at work at that Verizon store
The Mag Mile store that's 840 North Michigan Avenue.
They are so helpful. I started using Verizon 2 years ago. I was on Sprint, and I've never been someone who thought, well, I need to. I was on Sprint since 1999. That's that long ago. I'd never changed.
Good commitment.
But the difference has been, and this I know this is going to sound. I don't get anything from out of this. They are so helpful, and they were so patient at the Mag Mile store when we changed over from our carrier, but. All of the customer relations have, like, you're going to have issues, whatever your cell phone is, you have questions, but they're always really cool. And I guess it does help to have Andy Choi as my friend, and I'll call him and Steve Van Dinter, and I'm like, "I have a question." But they're all like Andy. That's the weird thing. Everyone is just like
they're
Andy. So you actually all get an Andy.
They're better than me. No, they're much better than me.
No, I have to read this real quick because Andy was hanging out before the show in our incredible PPG Paints green room, and I want to remind everybody that professional painting contractors know the importance of choosing a paint company with quality products and expert service. That's why the best painters in Chicagoland go with PPG Paints. Their high-performance paints allow you to get more out of every project, more coverage, and more savings. PPG Paints offers same-day deliveries from 4 a.m. to 8 p.m. to accommodate all your painting needs. Visit ppgpaints.com to find a store near you and ask a store associate about helping you. Be happy on your next project. PPG Paints, the official paint of the NHL. Let's take a quick break here. See if our friend Mark Harmon, our friend and my, you know, one of the really great hosts on WGN Radio, not just sports, by the way.
God bless you, Patty.
You do such a great job. I always love listening to you and Harry telling some wonderful stories a few weeks ago, but I don't know if we'll have a chance, but I was really touched by his talking about his experience as a recovering alcoholic. I thought it was incredible. And it's hard to be that vulnerable on the air. If anyone has a chance, maybe you can look for it on our podcasts at WGN Radio.
Absolutely.
Thank you. More in a moment on 720 WGN. I want to thank Carm for hanging out with me tonight. I wanted to have him come in and talk about the home openers for the Chicago White Sox, and Monday will be the home opener for the Chicago Cubs. And Carm, do you have any rituals when it comes to home openers, like the beginning of the season?
You know what? I don't. But I went up to Milwaukee for their home opener.
How was that?
They get super drunk. I mean, really get after it. And, you know, Milwaukee is Miller Park, right?
Yeah.
And so they're changing the name from Miller Park to American Family Insurance or whatever it was. So I thought it was my duty to go up there and ask about the name change and also troll them. So I told them that, and these people were, again, slightly intoxicated. And there's a video, by the way, you can check it out at the Carm on Twitter. But I asked them, what do you think about Miller Park being, you know, Miller was is really upset, and now they're going to partner with the Cubs, and it's going to be Miller Park at Wrigley Field. And these people did not, they weren't taken well to that one. Somebody was saying it was fake news.
Sure.
I said all the news is reporting. He's like, I'm like, hey man, Fox News and CNN is reporting this, sir.
Wow.
And so they, I was not being truthful, obviously.
Were you lucky to leave with your safety? Yeah.
With that particular gentleman, I did feel slightly in danger.
So the joke up there is the team will be renamed the Adjusters and not the Brewers.
Oh, I kind of love that. I kind of love them to be the American Family Insurance Adjusters. That would be outstanding. Now, what were you going to say?
It was, but I just want to say, it was really, they have a great tailgate up there, great fans. It was a cool scene. And the White Sox, are going to have an awesome tailgate on Friday. I love the tailgate scene for baseball, which you don't really get at Wrigley.
Well, that's why we wanted to bring our friend Jason Felsenthal in the studio from HVAC and talk about their blue beer and brunch they're going to be having on Monday morning.
Yeah, you don't get much of a tailgate. You just get a bunch of drunk people in bars just having fun.
Yeah, and it's changed so much there by Wrigley, too. It's like an open... the whole thing is like a big fest now. It's baseball fest everywhere around Wrigley.
Yeah, it's opening day is great, right? Yeah. I mean, like, everyone gets super excited. We plan the whole entire winter for one specific day, which is opening day there.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you go there now, you see, like, the whole entire Wrigley Field crew getting ready. All the bars are cleaning their windows and making sure the patios are set. The amount of liquor and beer that are going into the bars right now, it's astronomical. Every liquor rep and every beer rep are literally like knocking on the doors.
It's their Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's their Super Bowl. I was there today and like I almost had to hide because of the amount of liquor reps and beer reps are trying to like sell their product for opening day.
That's incredible. And by the way, I'm not familiar with HVAC Pub. Where are you guys located?
So we are on Eddy and Clark at 3540 North Clark Street.
Okay.
It's a block from the stadium. We have a second floor, so you can almost look into the stadium for the games. And it's actually been really cool because a lot of, like, you guys, WGN, was there for when the Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup on the second floor.
Oh.
To kind of look onto Clark Street so you can see the mass amount of people just, you know, it's a big quagmire out there of people just running around super excited during the games.
Now, HVAC Pub, tell us about the name because I was like, what are you guys, heating and cooling? He's like, in the off season, you know, it gets a little slow in the winter months, so we figured we'd do some repair work.
Yeah, seriously, people call and ask for repair work all the time. I'm thinking of opening up my own store. It's hot, you know, hot pizza, cold beer.
Mm-hmm.
We have a huge, like, really cool live music scene there. So we have a big stage that people play. We do live cover bands after every game, so you can hear like your favorite, Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue, Weezer. I don't know, random. I'm thinking of random bands. Who knows? But like, it's all cover music. So much fun. We have some really fun, like weird, crazy specials there. Like we do a cooler like actually goes to your table.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this new beer, and I guess I'm plugging them, they better give me some money, called Natter Days, and it's Natty Light that is made with strawberry lemonade, and we're giving a cooler of that where you can sit in the patio and just drink a cooler of beer, like for, you know, 30 beers for $100, just, you know, just drinking beers.
And what if you, I mean, but then what, that seems like a challenge. I mean, you have to make sure you have enough people with you to accomplish that task.
We will make sure that if it's anywhere under the four people cannot buy that.
Okay, thank you. I was going to say, yes.
I just can't believe that Natty Light's going upgrade look with the, what did you call it, the strawberry lemonade?
Strawberry lemonade beer.
That's aggressive.
And they have pink flamingos on the actual can.
Are you saying that tastes good?
It actually tastes very good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is, I'm looking at your Cubs season specials, including what is a Bellini? What's a rosé and sangria tower?
Okay, so you get these.
I'm intrigued. Tell me more about these, this like, magical place.
You get the champagne tower.
Uh-huh.
It comes to the table, and you have an opportunity to either get it with champagne or get it a Bellini, get a rosé, or get sangria in it.
Oh wow! You look so tickled by what you guys have come up with at HVAC Pub.
Honestly. I don't want to say this because I don't want any. Hopefully that like my partners aren't listening to me right now, but they probably are. HVAC's my favorite place.
Now I'm in love with Hubbard Inn.
I love Hubbard Inn too.
But so you're telling me I've been missing out by not coming to HVAC because I haven't hung out in Wrigleyville for a while because I just can't park nearby.
Right, I got you. I got passes.
But I've
got
to get on my red line. No, I can park on the. I can take the red line. Be safe, you right. know. So tell me why you like HVAC.
Well, growing up from Highland Park, right, with the person right next to me,
and not having known each other.
He's a little older. He looks younger.
Oh wow,
go but, Giants.
Go Giants. Growing up in Highland Park, you know, on the north side. When we were younger, we would skip high school every once in a while.
Yep.
Take the Skokie Swift.
Happening? Yep.
Yeah. We would take the Skokie Swift down.
Or the Lynn and L, either way.
Or the Lynn and L. And we would go to Cubs games. It was so easy to do.
You juvenile delinquents. I am completely disappointed you.
Where did you go to college?
I went to Iowa.
Yeah, I went to Illinois. We graduated and went to, you know, reputable colleges. So it was worth it.
You're saying the memories, the experiences, completely worth it. Andy, were you a kid that ditched school to go do fun things like this from Schaumburg?
I went to Wendy's once. I snuck out the band room back door and went to Wendy's once.
I left on a substitute teacher once, and that was the only time I've ever ditched a class.
I mean, there was no straight line to Wrigley from Hoffman State High School.
Andrew Boron picked me up in his Pontiac Fiero. Mark, we're not going to school today. My dad already called you out. We're going down to East Bank.
What is I am absolutely appalled.
Going down to East Bank. Yeah, right. We went to McClure Court back then.
Right. It was a rough and tumble kid in the suburbs. We're going to the East Bank Club. Going to pay $15 for a guest pass and shoot hoops.
We could not have been friends in high school. I was a goody two shoes. Me and Andy could have hung out.
Everyone at Highland Park High School is a goody two shoes.
I'm going to the gym. I'm not really living.
But you were leaving class. You were designated place where you're supposed to be.
We were
as a
just
student.
Going to the wrong school, is what
right,
it was.
Right.
Oh, there were plenty of kids at Lane Tech that were doing other things, and I found their beer cans in my car because you could use any key to get into my Toyota Corolla.
I think Kev could vouch for this. There was a viaduct underneath Highland Park that all the troublemakers would be smoking their cigarettes under the viaduct.
Yep.
The troublemakers.
at eight in the morning, I was terrified of them.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to walk by there.
So is this not like a John Hughes movie? Is it the kind of life that you guys were living?
It was
exactly like
a John Hughes movie.
So you're saying that HVAC pub reminds you of your juvenile delinquent days in high school?
Well, sort of. What I was saying it more is that as being a huge Cubs fan and having to own a bar across from Wrigley Field, it's like almost like a dream come true. You know, and I love music. So being able to incorporate the Cubs and live music, it's like, you know, it's a really cool thing to get.
You know, if they're listening right now, your friend Paul Farvar is probably laughing somewhere because when you start bringing up band names, he's like, Patty's not going to know who any of those people are. Did you say Weezer to her? She has no idea. Let's take a quick break here. More with our friends in studio, Andy Choi, our Verizon expert who's been talking about 5G. Listeners want to know what I downloaded. So we'll talk a little bit about the abilities of the phone. So the Moto Z3 is the only one that does 5G now and in the Chicagoland area, Chicago only and in Minneapolis right now.
Yes.
And Jason Felsenthal, who's telling us about the great event they have coming up this Monday for the Chicago Cubs home opener. That's Monday, April 8th, beginning at 10 a.m. Actually, the pub opens at 9 a.m., and they're going to celebrate the start of the Chicago Cubs 2019 season from 10 to 1 p.m. They're going to host a blue beer and brunch party, and you can get early bird tickets starting at $20 per person, which includes your admission, blue beer, and a brunch buffet with hot dogs, eggs, potatoes, peanuts, and Cracker Jacks. Carm, I think we need to go somewhere on Monday morning. I'm just saying.
I'll be at Wrigley on Monday. Come on.
I just got really... Okay. You know what? I'm starting to feel the excitement for the home opener. I just got excited. All right.
You have a table.
I can't make Cork and Carry on Friday, but I think I can make HVAC Pub on Monday. More in a moment on 720 WGN. Talk about this on the air, you guys. Jason Felsenthal has been hanging out with us in studio to talk about HVAC Pub's opening day celebrations for the Cubs home opener, and we are excited for their blue beer and brunch starting at 9 a.m. on Monday, $20. And then there's other sort of upgrades to that, I'm guessing.
There are many festivities.
I'm going to be there on Monday.
Yeah, I just texted the GM, you have a table now.
Wow. Okay, and the bar is set really high because what you guys do at Hubbard Inn is truly magical, and I say that even because, of course, the last time I was there, it was all decorated like Gryffindor and everything. You know, whether it was Harry's, room under the stairs and the fireplace where the letters came flying out to, you know, invite him to Hogsworth. I love what you guys do. You are so passionate about what you do.
You really did segue very well because we're going to do a pop up at. Can I say the word pop up? I'm not allowed to. I don't remember. But we're doing
an impromptu.
We're doing something at HVAC on the second floor.
Yes,
we're going to do a Beatles pop up.
We've been
working on this. It's going to happen in late May.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really working on this cool Beatles thing that that we're going to launch pretty soon too.
That's wonderful.
It's like a hot thing, pop-ups here.
Okay, so
impromptu.
I don't think I can say pop-up.
And Andy, same thing for you. You're very passionate about what you do with Verizon. That's why it was, so you guys were talking about the day that we sort of had when Andy invited me, because I've been curious about 5G and I already have the phones for Verizon. And he was like, do you want to make the leap? You want to do the and I was like, okay. And I walk into the store. I didn't realize I was going to be the first person in the world
cameras
to use 5G.
Everywhere.
Yeah, no, I walked in as paparazzi.
That's amazing.
The CEO of Verizon.
Well, the president, one of the executive leaders, Ronan Dunn, president of a consumer group of Verizon.
Yeah.
And greeted Patty
with this lovely Irish accent because he's from Ireland, so that was helpful. But he was walking me through the whole thing, and so folks are asking, and I know that Jason was asking about one: how fast can I download? If I haven't had a chance yet to do all this stuff and understand all the bells and whistles, and there are only certain locations now, like Millennium Park around the Mag Mile store. But what can I? How fast could I download?
So the test that we were seeing at the store while Patty was there talking to Ronan, we were logging 600 megabits a second.
Wow.
Which, I mean, it's a game changer when you're talking about data and especially when we're talking about opening day, there's people everywhere, they're all using their phones, things like that. I mean, you know, moving that data, making sure you're posting everything, pics or it didn't happen, that whole thing, Facebook Live.
Yeah, Instagramming everything.
Instagramming. I mean, it just makes it a lot easier, downloading movies in seconds, that kind of stuff.
Wow. Which, and Andy has mentioned this before, and I really identify with this, which is when you're getting on a plane, you're like, oh, what am I going to watch on the plane? Mm-hmm. And, it takes forever to download it on your Mac or your iPad or your tablet, and you could do this in seconds before the plane takes
off. I could only watch 50 First Dates so many times on an airplane.
I've never seen that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The great thing about 50 First Dates is that it always feels like it's a new day. Or
that's
same day.
Very meta.
Because
I'd be watching
again.
It like Drew Barrymore.
Right,
yes.
Right.
So that's,
yes, I guess I'm following the pattern of the movie.
Exactly.
Exactly, yes.
So that works out very well. Jason, how did you get involved in this? You're not like just in the bar and restaurant industry. You are driving a sort of vision. Did you always know that this is the kind of path you wanted to take? When did you get so?
Well, I guess there's two small stories. Growing up in Highland Park, we had Ravinia Festival.
Uh-huh.
So it was my backyard.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And when I was younger, you can hear all of the music from my house. So like growing up, no one will know who this person is probably. But growing up, you'd hear like Gordon Lightfoot sing like The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald from my bedroom.
Oh.
Like I'd be like, listening to this guy sing, you'd hear like the guest shoe sing No Sugar Tonight. And you'd be like, this is cool. So when we were a little bit young, I know we were talking off air about how we were reckless back then, but I cut a hole in the fence from because literally my backyard would go into Ravinia. So we cut a hole in the fence where we'd break in and go watch the shows for free. But eventually...
Again, juvenile delinquent, but go ahead.
Eventually, my parents would, like, get a job in the summer. So I worked at Ravinia, and I would sell Dove bars, or I'd sell, like, popcorn, or I'd sell hot dogs.
Uh-huh.
Then I went to college, and funny thing, I wanted to be a broadcast journalism major, but the problem was that you'd have to like wake up at like 4 o'clock in the morning and go to them. I'm like, this is not.
Well, that's why I do the night shift.
Right.
You didn't know about that then.
I didn't know about that. So I met a girl because, all stories start with a girl. And she's like, you should work at this bar with me. And I'm like, okay.
What bar did you work at?
I worked at a place called Bub's Pub and Pizza.
Oh, that's right. I think we've talked about this.
And Gully's Tavern in Champaign.
A couple of my favorite places.
They were the best.
Yeah.
And She's like, you should work here. I'm like, okay, you know, my, like a puppy dog. I just followed what she did. And then I got there. I'm like, well, this is actually fun.
Did Bubs have a, they had a brewery, didn't they? Wasn't that a brewery?
Yeah, it was like a really,
microbrewery.
Yeah, we had a big outdoor patio.
Yeah.
It was just super fun.
I like the second floor. That was
And then
place.
We got from there, we started, you know, I just started loving the idea, loving the bar industry. And I knew that once I got, you know, a year into it, once the, I started like really becoming managing it, and you know they gave me keys to a bar when you were 19 years old. Like how dumb is that?
They saw something in you.
Did you not see the hole in his fence into Virginia?
Right. Did you not? I didn't tell the man, the owner of that one. But as I, and, you know, and then once I graduated, that was just like the thing that I knew that I was always going to do. And hospitality, you know, it's all about hospitality, right? So like that's the most important thing to me. Hospitality. You know, elevate entertainment, and like it's like you know, that's what drives me.
And you do it spectacularly. Again, we're hanging out with Jason Felsenthal. He's been telling us about the great celebration coming up for the Cubs home opener on Monday, starting at 9 a.m. at HVAC Pub, which is at Eddie and Clark. It's on Clark or on?
It's on Clark. It's on and Clark. Eddie. It's and on Clark and Eddie. It's on the corner.
Starting at $20. I'll be hanging out there.
Look for the hole.
Next one's got to be Hole in the Fence. Let's take a quick break here when we come. It's Hole in the Fence, I'm just saying. More in a moment with our guests, Andy Choi and Jason Felsenthal. They'll hang out with me. I'll introduce them to Amanda Cohen, who's on her way in. She's a comedian who's in town. She's competing in the World of Series of Comedy. So we want to talk about that. More on 720 WGN. I'm putting together my table at Andy, you got to come with me on Monday morning to HVAC Pub over by there. Yep.
I got it. Okay, you know, check out the 5G scene there.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Kind of I think that's a good idea. We could try out our incredible technology.
Yeah.
If you have 5G, you get in for free.
Well, then.
It works out. Elliot Serrano, if you're listening, you know what I'm going to ask you, so I'm going to message you in a moment. Everyone, it's so great hanging out with you tonight. It's we're going to go to the news, and we're going to welcome comedian Amanda Cohen in just a moment. I'm waking up. Everybody, thank you so much for hanging out with us. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio. We have a shorter show tonight because, of course, the Blackhawks played and they won. I know they're winding down their season, but we're still so proud to be the radio home of the Chicago Blackhawks. And by the way, if you fall asleep or have to get out of your car or you miss something, you want to say, hey, what were they talking about? HVAC Pub? You know, or what? How do I use 5G? You can find every single show podcast at WGNradio.com. You can also subscribe to my podcast, and you can also on your smart speaker now, you can say play the Patty Vasquez podcast.
Oh,
so
cool.
All that stuff will pop up, and I'm excited. Amanda Cohen joins us in studio, and I introduced her to our guests already, but Amanda's in town.
Hi,
doing
guys.
Stand-up comedy.
Hello.
And I want to talk a little bit about her career. And I'm gonna warm you up. I'm gonna warm you up a little bit, because we'll talk about what these guys were just saying, because Amanda and I have known each other for a long time.
A long time.
And you know, we kind of crossed paths, and then I saw her post on Facebook that she was going to be in town. She's like, anyone have any gigs? And I said, I know a radio show
could
do.
It's literally said, I know a radio show. I'm like, and for a second, I was like, really? What? Oh, that's right.
People
Patty's
don't ask.
Big now. I forget.
People don't often ask. I think they don't know if like they're being too forward. I don't know why they don't ask. It's like the worst thing that can happen.
I think they want to sleep.
Comics?
Comics?
I'm saying comics don't ask. Like, Megan's one of my favorite PR people because she sends great guests, and whenever she sends me something, I'm like, yes.
Same.
Right? And a lot of the folks that we have in PR are wonderful to work with, but and their job is to ask, right?
Yeah.
But the worst thing, one, I know that they get a lot of people that don't even respond, or, you know, whether it gets lost in the shuffle.
At least respond.
Well,
people.
But the worst thing that can happen is someone says no, and then you move on, right? Then you at least know. But I think we're afraid of negativity.
And Megan knows that I'll never say no.
Oh,
also,
that's nice.
I'll also never say no. Not that you invited me, Megan, but thanks.
And so you guys, to that, though, I think that there's something on Facebook that I didn't realize you could change, which is when you are getting incoming messages on your Messenger, you can turn off the receipt.
Well, you could turn off the texting read receipt, too. I don't know why people leave that on.
Wait, you mean so
when the little head bops down and you're like, they read it and they didn't even respond.
You can turn that off.
How do I turn that off?
It's in your settings.
Yes.
I hate it.
People leave that. I mean, obviously they're trolling you. You know.
What do you mean they're trolling? How?
I mean, okay, you read it. Respond to the text.
Right. I'd rather know that they read it and aren't responding.
No. I would rather know they haven't seen it.
Yes.
And they don't want to respond to you.
No, that is ghosting.
But, yeah.
Right, but at least I know that the message got through.
But the fact that they're not responding is also sort of hurtful and insulting.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm not hurt or insulted by somebody choosing not to respond.
I 100% am.
Maybe they're busy or something. I mean, if it's like a week or something, then I'm like, okay, I give up. But, you know, I just want to make sure the message got through. I don't trust technology is what it comes down to.
I'm feeling so many emotions right now.
This is my Verizon phone. You want to talk?
All right, you're good.
All right, there you go. So because I'll read a message sometimes, like I'll look down when I'm in the car at a red light. I'm always at a complete stop. But I'll see like a message has come in from somebody, but I can't respond to it right now because I'm in the car. But then it gets away from me. I'm like, and I remember a few days later. Megan knows this. I'll have seen something from her. And be like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, a few days ago. You know, and there are ones that I keep a mental tab of and try to get back to them, but it gets away from me. So I don't often, I won't even open the message sometimes so that I don't have to be rude.
Exactly.
And that's
the way fine. That's how it should be.
Okay, this must be a generational thing. It doesn't bother me at all.
If I write a message and they don't respond, my next message is, how dare you? And then, if they... If they don't respond,
what if they're driving or something?
Yes,
get out of the car. I don't know. If they don't respond, I'll call them.
Right,
and then I'll call them, It's rude. It's rude not to if
no,
they read
calling
something.
Calling people is rude. Nobody calls.
I call.
Anymore.
I
always. I love calling.
I love calling. Call. Yes. Give me your number, Jason.
We'll
call each other. Do I? I don't know that I do. Yeah, sure. Today I was responding to as many emails. Like Megan sent me your call sheet yesterday, right? This is how you know I know, right? So she sent it yesterday, and I still thought, oh, I never got to Megan's email, so I messaged her today and got to like about a dozen emails today, and then I read one email that said, hey, give me a call if you want. I was like, thank you.
Right.
So I. He was so surprised. He was like, this is great. I didn't think you would call me. I'm like, yes.
I love calling people.
Yes.
And the best thing about email is there's no red receipt on emails. So you don't really know.
Oh,
so that's fine.
No, you can install that, though. Oh. You can there's
what?
A code for that. Yeah.
I'm happy I don't have that.
Can I block whether or not I've read somebody's
God.
Email?
Yeah, yes. Just settings. Yes.
Just use the tech. Don't. Why does everyone take it personally?
I take everything
Online
personally.
Dating has done this to our...
that's it. I don't do that. That's just, why I don't care who hasn't responded.
Address the elephant in the room here. It's just ghosting. This is what it is.
All right. So that's another thing altogether because, you know, Paul Farivar hosts this podcast called Singles Only. And one of the things I couldn't even imagine if I were dating right now are people who get obsessed with whether or not you're not just liking their posts, but like, why are you liking her posts? How come you like so many other girls' posts? How come you're not liking
mine? Is that happening now?
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
Ladies, do better.
Well, men are doing it too.
That's pathetic.
Yes.
I'm sorry,
I know. There's so much.
And I say this as
you're being very quiet, Jason.
I'm married, so I have to be.
Yeah.
But no,
do you like all of your wife's posts automatically?
I haven't probably liked my wife's. I haven't probably gone on her Facebook page in years. I hopefully she's not listening, but
your parents are. We know that for sure. Do you like their Facebook pages?
My mother and father both have Facebook pages.
Okay.
Two other things that I've never. I used to go on my dad's Facebook page and be like, get off Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Like you're not. This isn't for you. Get off. Stop asking.
I'm gonna bet that your dad is roughly my age. So shush.
It'd be like, I know that he's listening. So he's gonna text me in a minute. But. It'd be like he'd ask my friends to be friends with him. Like he'd be like, hey, why is your dad trying to be friends with
him? Classic dad move on Facebook.
But, but he's a professor. So so his whole reasoning is so he can Facebook message the students or they can Facebook message him they need something for.
That makes sense.
Patty doesn't like
you
that.
Guys are insane that you like that. Because I don't need my professor knowing I'm getting all of my business. He doesn't know what I'm doing. Can you imagine if you're in college and you're like, or you go down to South Padre and you're buying your beer? Not that I ever did that or wore my bra on the outside of my shirt. I don't know why. It seemed like a good idea. But I don't need my professor knowing I did that while I was on my spring break trip.
Here's an idea. Don't do those things.
Dad, get off
Facebook.
Thank
God it was a long time ago. Like
there's a lot of people whose lives would have been ruined a long time ago by Facebook. Yes, absolutely. But here's an idea. Don't take a picture of that stuff and post it. You know, I mean,
that's out the window.
Some things are meant to be shared and some are not. There's no reason to post a photo of you doing keg stands.
That I never tried. I didn't have the upper body strength.
You could make it a story. It goes away.
Or Snapchat.
Yeah.
Or just live the moment and let it go. Don't take a picture of everything. I'm old, okay? Just FYI for the listeners who can't tell. I'm very old. I'm about 700 years old.
No.
So you guys are all speaking a different language as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and you have perspective, and you can, you know, you're watching this all kind of unfold in front of you. You know, the madness.
That's the fun part. I saw a video on the Facebook of two teenagers trying to use a traditional phone from the 70s.
The rotary phone.
I can't even remember the name of it. And it was so cute because they had no clue. They didn't have to, but just the idea that people are that far removed from tech that was normal in my lifetime.
Right. Isn't that crazy?
It's completely insane.
And now there's 5G. Go ahead, Jason.
Well, I was gonna say the coolest thing ever was when you were younger and you bought Sports Illustrated, and then you buy so many Sports Illustrateds that they would give you the football phone.
The football phone.
Yes.
Like, that was like the coolest thing you could possibly get.
The hamburger phone.
Yes. My next door neighbor had a Garfield phone. And a Mickey Mouse phone.
Did you hear that story about these?
Washing up on the beach.
Over years. Yeah. There was a container that fell off a ship, and apparently they finally tracked it down.
It got wedged in some rocks, and it can't be removed.
Right. And then just every once in a while, these Garfield phones get dislodged, and they wash up on this French beach.
And they had no idea where it was coming from.
That's so spooky.
It is. Yeah. And I was like, the 80s are literally calling.
The worst part about the story, though, is they actually found out where it was.
Yeah.
And they went into the cave.
Yes.
And there was none left.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're all out there.
So there's nothing left.
Or maybe some enterprising collector went by, and they'll all show up on French eBay.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I guess is eBay.
I am having so much fun tonight. There's pizza, too, from HVAC Pub. Our friend Jason brought us some pizza. And I, by the way, I did get a message back from Elliot. In the event that he has nothing scheduled on Monday, he will be joining us, Andy, at the HVAC Pub for their blue beer and brunch starting at 9 a.m. to celebrate the Cubs opener.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah,
blue
coming.
Beer.
Well, it just died, right?
It's just died. Yeah. But you know what's funny about that?
You have to use twice as much as you used to make it green. That's got to be very unhealthy. Well,
so I wasn't exactly positive how to dye a keg of beer. Mm-hmm. So I figured it out. I only have 4G. I'm going to get 5G. But I Googled how to dye a keg of beer.
How do you dye a keg of beer?
Here's the story. You actually have to get a real, like a pump, like a pump you'd go to like Binny's and get a pump with. And the top opens up, so you can dye it that way before you put it under.
Right, so you don't have to like do each glass, obviously, which would be a little tedious.
Wouldn't that be weird, too? Like,
yeah.
Would you not, like, if you knew that you were getting a little dye of blue in your beer when it's handed to you, wouldn't you not want that?
But that's exactly what you're doing.
Exactly what I'm doing. Exactly.
You know, technically,
an eyedropper, right?
Technically on 5G, you can automate that dyeing process. Just saying.
I love that you said it right before the break. More in a moment on 720 WGN. I'm going to update some folks on Roger Badish, who just texted me. More on 720 WGN. They dreamed of a new career, but a medical training program left local students shattered, and it could happen again. WGN TV investigates tonight at 9.
That can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation.
I am absolutely delighted when we get texts from our listeners. So we have some favorites. Our 630, the 301. I mean, the locals, of course, we love hearing from the 773 and the 224.
773!
Woo! In the house. The 630 says, we were talking a little bit about older technology and some kids that were trying to use rotary phones and struggling with it. And the 630 said they worked as an election judge and was issued a flip phone to connect with election headquarters. I could not figure out how to turn up the volume.
You know, I used to work back in my news days in Pittsburgh. We had to cover elections for this tiny little newspaper, and I covered, like, how small it was, I'll tell you. I covered 5 towns and a school district, and it was a part-time job. So One of the things I had to do was drive around to each polling place and pick up the paper printed results and you know, go through the pages.
What's paper printed?
I know.
Green and white striped continuous feed.
Oh, with the little printed, the dots the little on the
bills on the side. But yeah, it was a big issue because some of the polling places like didn't get the memo that they had to leave theirs outside if they left early, which happened to at a lot of places. I couldn't get the numbers.
Oh,
so the whole
man.
Concept of we'll just text you the numbers. Really? That's all. Easy it is.
Oh yeah, we just plug in. This. We have an antenna and we plug in this little. Attachment, like almost like a modem that then generates
magic.
Information.
It's magic.
Yeah,
okay.
It was great. It was
so much easier.
I had so much fun being
so
a judge.
So much easier.
I just had.
Did
so
you
much
take
fun.
It really seriously?
Here is the thing.
Did anyone recognize you?
I had a couple people, mostly because they're friends on Facebook. A few people from the neighborhood. I had. Well, by the way, I didn't mention it yesterday. I didn't get a chance to say hi to all the wonderful folks that I worked with at the. I had to write down their names because it's a long day. It's 16 hours, and we are all assigned a different sort of role. You have one person checking the information, checking their signature. I was in charge. The only thing I was in charge of was activating the electronic voting. And guess how many people over 16 hours? Well, from 7 a.m. What time are the polls open? 6 a.m. Yeah. till 7 p.m. Two people chose to use electronic voting. So I only activated two cards. So that was my job.
But you know, those two votes
day.
Might have made the difference.
But
I don't think they did.
I've been here yesterday, but I know what went down. Congratulations, by the way.
Isn't that crazy?
It's pretty awesome.
Well,
yeah.
and Toni Preckwinkle, the fact that we had two black women running in the city of Chicago and in my neighborhood, to see the numbers was astounding. Lori Lightfoot won. She got 74% of the votes in my precinct, which I thought was incredible. But every judge has not just like their station that they're manning, but also the process and what's going on and making sure that everything goes smoothly. But I did want to say hi to Sith, Franz, Francis, Tara, and Margaret, which were the other judges that I worked with yesterday. But we had a lot of fun. I also wanted to mention, we were talking about that you should name your next bar Hole in the Fence.
Yeah.
I think that's, or, yeah, because.
I'm raising my hand. I have an issue with that.
You could have the listeners decide what they should name what we should name our next bar.
Well, Roger Badish says that you should cut a hole in the fence. Band name, bar name, restaurant name can be used so many ways. That's from Roger Badish, who is going to be here on Friday night. If you're following him on Facebook, you know he's been struggling a little bit the last few days, so we're so happy that he's home. He says he'll be in on Friday. And there's nothing worth... What do you mean there's nothing worthwhile on TV? Does he not have Netflix?
Yeah.
There's
something's on.
Oh my gosh, I'm catching up on all the sci-fi ever...
All of it ever that's ever existed?
Much, yeah, kind of.
New Twilight Zone?
Are you going to watch the new Twilight Zone? I heard the first one's about a stand-up comic, and that makes it uncomfortable.
But it's not just any stand-up comic. It's Kumail.
Oh, really?
It's Kumail Nanjiani plays the stand-up comic, so
okay,
I
that's
have
fine.
To watch
that,
it.
That works.
Yes,
all right, yeah.
Exactly.
I saw the trailer for it. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I need to know how many episodes are original versus remakes from the original series, because I have no patience with remakes. But
really?
Well,
for any remakes ever?
Not of Twilight Zone.
Oh, okay.
I think that's fair.
Don't
I think Twilight
my
Zone.
Twilight
I
Zone.
I won't touch your Twilight Zone or other parts of your zones.
Thank you. Please don't touch any of my zones.
None of your zones.
That. No, but I'm 156er. I've seen every episode of Twilight Zone. So, yes, of course, I will have to see his, which means I'm going to have to pay for that or do that free 1 week access and watch all of it at once. So.
You look great for 700.
Thank
you look exceptional for 166.
Thank you.
I have to agree.
You know, science fiction 180 years ago wasn't what it is today. Let me tell you.
I have to agree with you on something on social media that I never want to get into arguments with folks because there's a cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune, Scott Santis, who absolutely loves the marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
You too.
And
you know it too.
I can't get into it.
It's a fantasy.
And which is fine. It's their fantasy, but it's a fantasy based on the work that
it's like I would rather if you showed me two movies or two shows, Mrs. Maisel on one hand and vampire unicorns on Mars in the other, I'd tell you the other one was more realistic.
Right.
Vampire unicorns on Mars, more realistic than Mrs. Maisel.
Which is fine. I mean, people get to watch that fantasy world and
awesome.
You know, the great dialogue and all those things, but people want us to like it. And I can't.
They and they ask every woman comic about it. Like, are you inspired by it? Like, no. Dude,
inspired.
I saw a performance in L.A. One of the reasons I love L.A. so much is that you can see amazing comedians all the time.
Sure.
I saw Monica Piper performing at a Jewish community center. It was great. And, she, you know, she was awesome. And then they did a Q&A, and somebody in the audience asked her if she was inspired by Mrs. Maisel.
How can that be a
and
question
when,
to us?
That's when I stood. I couldn't. It was open floor. So I said, excuse me. I believe that Mrs. Maisel was inspired by Monica Piper and her whole generation.
Is Mrs. Maisel Jewish in the show?
Yes.
So okay. Well, the point of some would call the show stereotype.
And by the way, she is lovely. I love all the actors I've heard. And they employ a lot of comics who write for the show. Like Jen Kirkman used to write. Wasn't Jen Kirkman used to write
for
the show?
That's what I heard. Yeah.
And you know, I love that. And I love that people love the show. It's that they get mad at me for not liking
me
it.
Me too.
Or not getting into it. And it's not like I love Amy Sherman Palladino. Adore her. Love Buns. I loved Bunheads. But of course, obsessed with with every single episode of Gilmore Girls. This is just not for me. That's all.
I was more of a One Tree Hill type of person.
My main issue with it is that it appears to be historical because they have a character like Lenny Bruce.
Yes.
Who is, of course, Lenny Bruce. But then all the other people in it are completely imaginary.
Yes.
And, I mean, they had to invent other women comics for her to interact with when she herself would not have existed at that time.
Right, because if you're going to have Lenny Bruce, why not then also have Phyllis Diller or Moms Mabley or have...
anybody!
Yes, Joan Rivers. Why not have them there?
They used to say that she was based on Jean Carroll.
Okay.
Look her up, she's amazing. And she quit comedy because she needed to raise her family, as you do. But there's like very small numbers of clips of her, and she's amazing. She's doing one-liners, and that was like early 50s, 1952-ish.
Right.
You know, she had a show. She was awesome. Joan Rivers didn't really happen until roughly 1961, 62.
Right.
So in the period that this show takes place, which is like 58, 59, there was basically nobody doing what she was doing. Also, the whole concept of just, I'm going to go up and wing it.
And take off her dress.
That did not happen.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't even like something like that happened. But yeah, originally they said, she's based on Jean Carroll. And everyone went,
I also assume it probably still doesn't happen. You can't just like wing it all the time.
I'm actually doing a show in my underwear in 2 weeks. And I might wing some of it because you kind of have to address it. Don't look at me like that.
I'm not sure.
I did
sure
a nudist comedy a month ago. No. I'm being completely serious.
I believe you because I've heard of shows like this. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. And there are people who can wing it, and you can go wing an open mic.
Right. Some people can pull it off.
Now,
yes.
Is that how people kind of test the comics will test their materials, just winging it like that? Or
I don't know. I mean, I haven't tried it, but some people.
There has to be some structure into what
you'll go up with, like just a premise.
Yes.
Right. Like, I want to try and talk about the, you know, this thing, and you kind of see if it gets a response, and then based on that, you decide to develop more punchlines. Some people just go up and like talk about their day and maybe something comes up funny. I know one guy who doesn't write anything. He's just that funny as a person.
Oh, the Jay-Z
comedy. I know. I could just.
That Dana Gould? Who is it?
Where is this underwear show that you're having?
Well, okay. The one I'm doing or the one I had to turn down for another gig?
I think the one you're doing.
Well, that would be in Vegas.
Oh, that's a perfect place for it.
It's a place called the Center for Science and Wonder. I first performed there for an all atheist show. It was really fun, and they invited me back to do the underwear show. But yeah, a couple weeks ago, I did a show at a nudist resort in Palm Springs.
What? So everyone's nude?
Well, let's find out more. We've got to take a break here. Before I go to the break, we'll find out after the news. But I do want to say, for folks who love the marvelous Mrs. Maisel, I love that you love it. Just please don't make me out to be a bad guy, because I'm not enchanted by it.
Make me out to be the bad guy.
No, not you either. More in a moment on 720 WGN. Spin of the tune tonight. Behind the glass is Vivian Leneau. She's our producer this evening, and it's been fun hanging out with you tonight. Are you on tomorrow night with me as well?
Yes, I am. Oh,
that's so much fun. I was just telling the guests in the studio that it's kind of fun. I get to work with a different producer, and it keeps the show sort of fun to have different perspectives. You know, we miss Tom Hush, who, of course, again, I don't think I've ever congratulated Tom Hush.
Do it on the air right now.
Since he became the producer of the Nick DiGilio show. I know that I congratulated him when we were here, for those who still don't know, and maybe, you know, sometimes you're in and out of your car and still catching up with what's going on. People still want to know where Violetta is, and I laugh and I feel badly because I'll see the texts come up. She has left WGN Radio and is working somewhere else, and now we have Lauren Lapkus at WGN Radio doing traffic. But that's what it's like. It's not, you know, we kind of think that everyone just knows our business, and so you just kind of have to keep reminding them.
You know,
how things
I dated
are going.
A traffic reporter once.
Did you?
Yeah.
How was that?
Not proud of it. Well, whenever we drove, this isn't even a joke, whenever we drove somewhere, I could never ask him if he thought we were going in the right direction, because he would be like, I'm not at work. Stop asking me. I'm like,
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I thought he'd be like, and the freeway will be,
No.
Yeah, there's a backup at the junction.
No, that's the thing. You might expect that. But no, he hated being asked about anything about driving. Yes. When he was off the clock.
And I had to catch myself many times. Esmeralda Leon is a good friend of mine, and I would have to catch myself texting her while she was working.
Yeah.
Hey, could you? I know I didn't get a chance to hear the traffic report. Could you just?
No.
How's Lakeshore Drive today?
Yeah, and she was like my personal traffic guide, and I just once in a while, just like when I was sweating it coming from home. By the way, that's Amanda Cohen, who is in town doing comedy shows. You want to let people know where you're performing or where you want them to come see you?
Yeah, well, I had a show tonight at Hamburger Mary's in Andersonville.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow night, I'm going to be at Hamburger Mary's in Oak Park. I'm doing the worldwide tour of Chicago Hamburger Mary's.
I love that.
And then Friday, I'm going to be at Zany's in St. Charles at Pheasant Run for a big old contest.
Okay.
Which is the main reason I'm here. I'm excited about that. But that was originally going to be tonight, and they moved it. So suddenly I had a couple days to fill and got the Hamburger Mary spots. And that's comedy, ladies and gentlemen.
Do not ever come through Chicago again without stopping by. I mean, in case I miss a post,
I will
just
never
say, just message me.
That Well, what happened was when they moved the date on me, I went online and went, help, I'm stuck in Chicago with no shows for 2 days. And I had friends going, take a couple nights off, just chill.
No,
and I'm like, no. So I scraped up a couple shows, and then Patty said, come on down.
Come and play.
Yeah, I will never not come here when I visit.
Appreciate that.
Yeah,
please do.
But you know, I gotta tell you, I love LA.
Okay, I'll talk to you in a minute about that.
LA is nice.
We are also
warm.
I'll talk to you about that in a minute.
Sunny.
I've never gone to Los Angeles leaving thinking, wow, I really wish that I could stay here.
They're having a super bloom right now.
You know why I like Chicago? Because I get to go to places like HVAC Pub. And look
Thank
at that.
You.
Look
yeah.
at that. In Wrigleyville, that's the Jason Felsenthal, who's the owner of HVAC Pub. Also, Hubbard Inn, another one of my favorite places. What else do you got?
We have Joy District.
Nice. Also cool.
We have OG's, which is a place in Lincoln Park.
Mm-hmm.
We have LA Social and Happy's in Lincoln Park. We own Liquor Box, which is a club in downtown.
See, these are
we own a
great
bar
chance.
In Joliet for all the Joliet peeps that are up like that.
So, how many of these clubs have comedy shows? Is what
Well, you know, one of my partners, and I'll give him a shout out. One of my partners, guy Chris Bader, he's a stand up comedian.
Yeah.
Good.
And I see him all the time at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah. Excellent.
There you go.
Very funny. Man.
And on Monday.
With Paul.
Oh, and we've done the singles only podcast with him. Have you ever done Paul's single? Are you single?
Very. And Paul has never invited me.
Well, I don't know that he thought about it.
Asked nicely many times, and then I moved to LA, so I guess it's too late, Paul. No.
No. We'll
Let's
figure
text
it out.
Him.
We'll figure it out. Yes, Paul. Amanda
text
Cohen.
Him at 39
Check
minutes
that read
past
receipt.
The hour.
All right. We'll plan it ahead next time. I know people. By the way, listeners are asking about Esmeralda since I mentioned her. I haven't seen her for a couple weeks. We hung out for a friend's birthday, and we had a great time. I think I mentioned the story on the air. We went to a Golden Nugget, and
Oh, I miss Golden Nugget.
Amanda, you might appreciate this. I don't know if you how how much you hang out with people who drink and have a good time at night and maybe stay out a little late.
A little too much, yes.
And so we were at a Golden Nugget, and everybody at the table fell asleep but me. And it's partly because of my job. And I was just laughing my ass off because it was Esmeralda and her boyfriend and my friend Dave Feller, who's been on the show as well. And I'm looking around, and I didn't take any pictures of them. Oh, you know, I should have. But it was 4 a.m, and they all just fell asleep. And it was kind of, it was really kind of sweet to just watch them all sleep and, you know, just nap a little bit.
Soup.
Did that stick you with the check then?
No. Oh, I waited till they kind of, naturally were ready to, you know, awaken.
Finish their
I swear, now. Andy Choi, by the way, from Verizon, hanging out with us as well, I could have, I've seen, whenever I see someone sleep, I just don't have the heart to take a picture of them. I saw Pat Tomasulo asleep on a plane. We were flying to Los Angeles. And he had,
He's so cute. He'd make such a cute picture.
I just couldn't do it. And he
I love you, Pat.
And he looked so prim and proper, too. Like, he was. He was sitting in the toward the back of the plane, and he was sleeping like almost just too proper, sit upright. He had a little eye mask thing on, and
definitely should have taken a picture of that.
Oh, I can picture it. It's so cute.
Because when I sleep, I am a mess on a plane. I'm like, you know, I've got my feet in the aisle. I'm drooling.
Oh,
you know,
you're that one. Okay.
Yeah, people are, the food cart's rolling over my foot. You know, people are hitting me on the way to the bathroom. Yeah,
I think I saw Pat sleep about 10 years ago. But that was at a bar.
We're not going to spread any rumors. No. We'll see who's sleeping on Monday morning, because we're going to be at HVAC Pub
That's
for their
right.
blue beer and brunch starting at 9 a.m. I don't know if I get there at 9. It might be a little bit after 9.
You can get there whatever time you want.
When do you leave, Amanda?
I leave early Sunday morning. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, then fine.
But it's okay. More blue beer for you.
I don't know how much I'm going to have on Monday morning, because I still have to work on Monday night. So
it's
going to
be like St. Patrick's Day, where they say...
Oh, gosh, yes.
What is it? You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning? Is that what we're doing?
It's okay. Opening day and St. Patty's Day are a lot alike.
In Wrigleyville, I have to imagine.
Slight difference. Nobody ever hired me to paint faces for opening day, but I've painted for a lot of St. Patrick's Day parties.
Oh, well, could have set up shop.
You'll see some cubby blue paint faces, I think.
I have a couple friends who still paint for games and stuff, but I miss that.
I think we need to get some artwork on Andy Choi.
You know what? I can paint a little Verizon logo on you.
Oh, there you go.
I'll take it. Yeah,
that would be fun.
And then take a picture on the 5G phone, and it's going to upload just like that.
That's crazy how fast that phone is.
What? Checks in the mail, guys. Man, thank you.
Didn't the guy in the White House say, like, what are 5G? We should have 6G by now.
Did he say that?
Matter of fact, we were having that conversation
were just talking about
that. 6G.
Yeah, failure to comprehend how the G's work.
Considering today was the first time anyone used 5G to tweet, which was me
in the world.
How do we market that better? I feel like I'm not getting the word out.
Did you say,
well,
Watson, come here, I need
how
you?
How do I spread the word about this, Megan?
Well, they have the Verizon guy?
Yeah.
Why don't we just make a life-size picture of you and put it at all the Verizon stores as the first person that has a 5G.
The 5G girl.
I know. I'm just saying, how do we get this campaign going? Andy's feeling a lot of pressure.
Nope. I'm going to call marketing and say, hey.
I didn't have my bangs on point this morning, so tell them I can look better.
I'm going to tell you right now, Flo from Progressive better watch out, because
I can go to all the stores and show everybody how exciting it is to use this new technology. Like, I'm a mom and I can get it. That doesn't sound right.
That's a lot of stores,
though. You know, you'd basically
travel.
U.S. Cellular at the old Comiskey Park, when Joan Cusack she looked like she was hovering over the stadium. It was like the creepiest thing you could ever see.
Well, now, do you want to hear the cutest and sweetest thing about Joan Cusack?
Yes, please.
She has a store on Wells Avenue in Old Town called Judy Maxwell's.
The nicest.
It will be in there. She's just facing her products and she's behind the counter and ringing you up.
And you
still make a big deal about it. It's just Joan Cusack working in her Judy Maxwell store.
And we own a bar across the street called Broken English.
Oh, I love that place.
And
that's where I was going, and I found her store. I didn't go in. I'm sorry.
We would bring her tacos all the time.
Yeah.
And she would be like, hey, Joan, would you like some tacos? And she'd be like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'd love some, and we would go in and give her tacos, and like she's like the sweetest.
That's awesome.
It's better than Hollywood out here.
It is.
She has her little
as we talked about our celebrity meetings.
Yeah, well, I don't do well with celebrity meetings, so I played it really cool when I went into her store. I wasn't freaking out about all the great things that I've seen her and loved her. I didn't go all the way back to like Working Girl or even like 16 Candles. I didn't. It was all in my head. I kept it all contained, Megan. I know it's hard to believe. I'm a total dork. I had the worst exchange with Minnie Driver because I wanted to be cool and not say anything to her. I just come from a happy hour where they had dollar martinis, and so that goes badly. And so I was in my head going, don't say anything, Eureka vodka. But then the person in front of her turned around and said, are you Minnie Driver? And she goes, well, yes, I am. And they were like, I'm a really big fan. She's like, thank you so much, that was very sweet of you. And I'm like, and then she turned to her friend, she was like, I don't like to say this, but I was a little disappointed that no one recognized me.
Aww.
Right?
And
I went like this, and I go, I totally recognize you. Now I'm like yelling in her face. I'm like, I didn't want to bother you.
You didn't ask if she liked to go get some caramels with you?
Yeah.
Well, this was
because it's about as arbitrary as having coffee.
Yeah.
This was a long time ago. This was actually, believe it or not, this was before. Was it before Good Will Hunting? What was first, Return to Me or Good Will Hunting?
Don't look at me. I don't remember.
Probably Good Will Hunting.
It was Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting. So she was filming Return to Me. That's how long ago it was. Yeah. So I was younger, and Ditka's used to have dollar martinis. And we were at the movie theater at the Esquire on Oak Street. That's how long ago it was. That theater's gone.
I loved that theater.
So did I.
Emilio Estevez was just at Hubbard Inn last week.
And you didn't? How do you not?
I should have. But it was...
It's a phone.
She has
5G for that reason.
So
For Emilio Estevez sightings, specifically.
Yes.
Growing up, one of my favorite awful movies that we'd watch was Maximum Overdrive, which was based on a Stephen King book. And so he's talking, he's giving like a little, because he has this new movie coming out with Rhymefest and Alec Baldwin.
As you do.
And so he was talking a little bit about it. And someone asked him what's his biggest regret that he ever had, and he's like, making Maximum Overdrive. And I'm like, what?
Oh no!
And so afterwards, he comes and shake our hand because we introduced ourselves, and I'm like, you know what my biggest regret is? He's like, what? I go, you saying that your biggest regret is making Maximum Overdrive. But he explained to me, he's like, Stephen King, he directed it and wrote it. And he's like, that's why I took it. And then my mom was like, that was stupid. You should have just painted. She's like, you should have just like painted his lawn or something like that, or painted his house.
Tom Hush, I think, whenever we're talking movies, I love that like Tom Hush will sort of like drift back into the background, because I had a feeling he wants to say something about Maximum Overdrive. And Tom's in the studio, of course. I hope I don't get you in trouble with Nick for doing this all the time.
No, not at all.
Yes.
No one should ever be ashamed of Maximum Overdrive.
Right. Agreed.
It's an amazing movie.
Amazing.
A man is killed by a soda machine.
That's right.
And it's perfect.
I now need to see this movie Emilio Estevez is disappointed by.
It's all these trucks that all of a sudden like come to life.
Oh, like Killdozer, but with trucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen this movie?
I have not.
And here's the thing, is that when Tom Hush likes something, I did eventually see Kill Bill 1 and 2, by the way.
Nice.
Which is aggressive, but
I liked
they're
it.
Really aggressive movies. Did you see these movies?
Of course.
Yeah. Of course. I don't know. Have you seen them?
Oddly enough, no.
It's worth it.
They're surreal.
But my dad swears by them.
Mom loved them. Kill Bill 1 and 2.
Your mom loved them?
I love that. Your mom loved them.
She watched the first one. She's like, when's the second one coming out? Like,
wow.
It's very empowering for women.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm serious. That's what they, that was when they came out. It was one of the first like women like heroes that took care of a lot of guys.
What is it about Maximum Overdrive that he hated? Why did he say why he regretted doing it?
Yes, he didn't think that it was very like artistic. Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, it's not.
I was thinking to myself, he also made Men at Work, and like I love Men at Work
and the Ducks movies
and Mighty Ducks.
How is that artistic? Ducks. I mean, right? I mean, there's a lot of things in there that you
must be really deeply invested in the Mighty Ducks.
I mean,
you want to hear another story about it? They said he could have invested in Mighty Ducks.
Literally.
In the team.
The hockey team.
They offered him a percentage to be an owner of the Mighty Ducks team or the Mighty Ducks movie franchise, and he decided to take the Mighty Ducks movie franchise and said that he probably lost at least a few $1 million on this.
You know, but they're no longer the Mighty Ducks. They're just the Ducks now. They're the Anaheim Ducks, which really doesn't flow. That doesn't make any sense.
All right. Well, so are you recommending that I see Maximum Overdrive, Tom?
I recommend that you see it twice.
Twice? Do I need to be altered the first or second time?
No. Okay. You got to watch it straight up, stone cold sober, and it's so much fun. It's incredibly stupid. It's directed by Stephen King. He directed it. Regrets every moment of it.
Oh, so they both regret
everyone
it.
Everyone that's
been involved.
So, are you guys watching this going, this is so bad, I have to love it?
I was 11. There's nothing I regret.
I have a genuine enjoyment of Maximum Overdrive.
Same.
So do you think that they were on the set, the two of them, like every day going, why are we doing this? Why are we here? Why are we here? Why are we here?
Yeah, wiping the sweat off their brow with money.
Well, thanks.
Critically acclaimed.
Thank you for hopping on, Tom. No problem. I know you've got work to do. Of course, the producer for the Nick D Show. Nick D's coming up in just a little bit. We're going to take a break here and tell me, tell me something good. You know what I don't do anymore, Tom? I don't do What We Went to Get You. I've got to start collecting stories. I know. Miss you. But he's got a full-time job now. So let's take a break here. Tell me something good. What makes you happy at the end of the day? Or you know what? Let's do this. You guys, will you think of something if you want to? I don't mean to catch you off guard. I know we've been telling a lot of stories, but will you tell me like the kindest thing you can remember someone doing? I'm starting a new segment called With Kind Words, and I'm kind of sprinkling it throughout the show. You don't have to. I didn't mean to catch you off guard, but 312-981-7200. You can share your stories too. The kindest thing someone's ever done or said to you. It can even just be something they said that really made a difference. 312-981-7200. More in a moment on the Patty Vasquez Show, 720 WGN. Feeling it is so easy to remember the negative things that happen in our lives, and sometimes we don't take stock of the good things that happen. And there are kindnesses that happen in big ways and in small ways. And I just want to take some time once in a while to just reflect on that. And I did kind of surprise my guests in the studio. We have our Verizon expert, Andy Choi. We've been talking about 5G, and I still can't believe I'm the world's first 5G mobility customer, and that's just wild. You can follow me on Twitter, and also Verizon. They've retweeted the photo of their first customer, not just Verizon's, but any 5G.
The world's first customer.
The world's first. It's a title. I'm going to wear a sash, Amanda. Amanda Cohen in town for doing some comedy. She's going to be at the Hamburger Mary's in Oak Park, and tomorrow also night. At the Zanies in St. Charles on Friday.
If you can trek out there, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun to see the World Series of Comedy. Yep. She's competing. And we have Jason Felsenthal, Eight Hospitality. Some of the great bars and restaurants in Chicago, including Hubbard Inn, the Joy District HVAC Pub is going to have their Blue Beer and Brunch event on Monday for the Chicago Cubs home opener. And so you guys, it was really a fun show tonight, and I thought, you know what, this is something new. I'm just trying to see if it works to ask people, ask you to think of it doesn't have to be the kindest thing ever, but you know, one of the kindest things anyone's ever said or done for you. And I'm trying to decide who to start with. And Vivian, I'm going to come to you too, just so you know.
I can tell you right now.
Oh, please. Yes.
Someone bought me Starbucks. I was it was a drive-through, and someone bought me a drink.
Aww.
And I did that the next day.
So the person in front of you bought the drink for you. So it was a pay-it-forward kind of a thing.
It was a pay-it-forward kind of thing. It was awesome.
I love that. See, and that's because it's a random act of kindness. They didn't do it with any caveat. They didn't even know. You didn't even have a chance to say thank you to them.
No.
It just, they put it out there.
I tried to chase them afterwards.
I have some texts coming in as well, so I'm going to give my guests a couple more moments if they want to. 301, that you are so sweet. Patty, you've been very kind to me, and I truly appreciate that. My pleasure, and so have you. You're always so nice. The 815 says, one of the greatest and nicest things said to me was, I won custody of my son, and my wife telling me she'd always take care of my son just like he was her own. My wedding video on Facebook, Never Films, from September 2nd, 2019. Check it out. All right, I will, to the 815. Thank you so much. I'm going to go with Andy. I feel like you. I feel like you're ready with your story.
I'm going to say it was a pay it forward kind of a thing. So I do have a plan B here.
Okay.
I have a Cubs related,
but not directly to me.
But it goes back to Game 7 of the World Series. versus Cleveland.
Yes.
So that day, unfortunately, I was, so the day of the game, I was at a funeral. And so the burial was, you know, at a cemetery where, as we were coming in, there were people with Cubs stuff visiting their loved ones and paying tribute. And it had hit, I mean, obviously I was, you know, watching, you know, waiting for the game, but, you know, I wasn't really in Cubs mode. And then it got like rushed right in. I'm going, this is so much bigger than, you know, just a casual fan, you know, enjoying a nice game. This is generations of people that,
yeah.
So to me, like collectively as a city, it was just such a nice, kind thing for people to remember their loved ones. And,
right.
You know, as we kind of look towards the new season here.
Well, there, yeah, I like
so
that.
That's my plan B kindness story right now. But yes, I also participated in the pay it forward.
That's
scenario.
Awesome. Yeah. I've done that once as well. It feels good, doesn't it?
Yes.
I should do it more often. Like once in a big way. And I've done it like here and there, but I saw, it's not about what I've done, it's kind. I'll talk about it some other time because I want Jason to tell his story.
Besides my wedding day, the Cubs winning the World Series was the greatest day of my life. Game 7 being in Wrigley Field.
Do you not have kids? You don't have any kids?
No.
Okay. So that's, I was going to say, sure, just checking. Not. Yeah.
Actually on Thanksgiving, I wrote, we do the same thing on Thanksgiving. Like, what are you grateful for? And I wrote Cubs win the World Series, and everyone in the whole entire place was super mad at me. My whole family. Like, Cubs win the World Series. The greatest thing. That was what I'm thinking for. And then my dad also said, I also said to my dad real quickly that he blames me. He blames Trump being president on me because I said I would take a Cubs World Series over Trump losing, and he won. So my dad thinks I'm the reason why Trump
lost. Tell him it's not how it works.
Anyway, the reason.
Anyways, I'll tell the story that we talked about real quickly about Patrick Swayze. Because what he said to me was something that I live by. Well, Patrick Swayze came to the bar that I was working at the time, and it was a few months before he passed away, and no one knew it because he played the song from the Saturday Night Live, and he was dancing to like the Chippendales thing. Mm-hmm. We played Dirty Dancing songs. His wife was there, and we were playing pool. And then after the bar closed, he asked if he can stay.
Right.
And so it was a few of us, Patrick Swayze, his wife, and he goes, Jason, do me a favor, come take a walk with me. And we walked to the back, and he's like, I'm going to smoke a cigarette. I'm like, okay. So he smoked a cigarette, and he goes, I just want to let you, I'm dying.
Right.
So, like, I'm dying.
Wow.
And he's like, don't be sad, it happens, but I'm going to tell you one thing. Do what makes you happy. I've lived my whole entire life as doing what makes me happy. And if you could live by that, you'll never be sad. Just do what makes you happy.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love that.
That's awesome.
That is a wonderful story. Yeah, I love that. I will make sure I get to Amanda, and I'll just my quick one is that someone let me in traffic today, and that felt very kind.
There you go.
Amanda, what's your, isn't it though? It feels so good. Amanda, what's yours?
Gosh, that's a really hard one. I honestly don't know. I have to say that, okay, connected to doing what makes me happy, comedy makes me happy, and I did a show that was kind of a random thing, and there's a headliner in the audience there was a headliner in the audience, a guy named John Huck, whom I had never met, and after I did my set, he came over and apologized for not having booked me on his show that he booked before I'd even met him.
That's so cool.
And since then, he's given me a lot of advice. He tried to get me booked as a feature when he's at Zany's in a couple weeks, but somebody else was already booked. But I met that guy at another show, and he's cool. So,
That's a great story.
Yeah, once in a while, you'll meet a comedian who doesn't feel like they're going to lose anything by complimenting you.
That's absolutely true. Thank you all so much for joining us on the show tonight. We've got to run and turn the station over to Nick D.